Welcome to my podcast, Mindsploring. I'm Tegan Rabina, a women's life and relationship coach who specializes in helping other women, just like me, attract the relationships they deserve, have the confidence to step into their full potential, embrace their imperfections and authenticity, and be the change they wish to see in the world. In these episodes, I'll talk about relationships, communication, boundaries, balance, mindset, growth, intimacy, compassion, and so much more. You'll walk away from each episode with a deepened awareness of your habitual thinking and new perspectives and tools that will allow you to create positive change in your life today. You can explore all the ways to work with me on my website. And with that, let's get into today's episode.
Hi guys, I am a little late to my scheduled time here today, but you know, I made that time up anyway. So here we are. I'm just getting on here today to just do a little introduction on my podcast series that I'm starting. I don't know when, maybe I'll do one even in a couple of hours from now. But I actually did start a podcast a few months ago. And I think I did like 7 episodes. And then I took my foot off the pedal for a little bit there. And right now I'm just like so excited to bring this back because I'm just so much more aligned with the intentions behind this podcast that I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So hence why I've also decided to do this as an IGTV like podcast series. I'm still going to be uploading the audio from these episodes to my Spotify and to my other like podcast platforms, so you can just listen to it if you prefer to just listen to audio. But what's great about moving this to like an IG live series is those who want to watch me talk, you get the option to do that. So that's pretty awesome. Anyway, I love to talk. I love to ramble on. I'm not really exactly sure how long this will go for, but based off the poll that I did the other day, just asking a few questions about how you guys would like me to like kind of like lay out my episodes and when and how long and all that stuff, I'm going to aim to keep them around 30 minutes. So this is an intro, so hopefully it won't go for that long. I really just want to, just get it out here today and let you guys know what you'll be in for if you're interested in listening to my podcast. So first and foremost, the real focus of this podcast is just to help other people adjust their perspectives and potentially like shift how they see things around them so that they can become more empowered in their own lives and basically feel more in control of their own lives. So for me, my journey's been like, you know, everyone's been on their own journey, and my journey has been a real flip for me from going to being someone who was very reactive to their environment. I felt like my life was kind of out of my control. I felt like a victim in my life. You know, all of those things. I was in that place a few years ago. And through the years, I have learned so much about myself, I've learned so much about how I see the world and how the world is a mirror to me that shows me myself, and it shows me my internal world, and how by seeing things like that, I've been able to shift my perspectives, adjust how I choose to interpret what happens around me. So I'm ultimately more empowered and therefore more able to lead in my own life and trust myself to live a life that's aligned with me, where I choose myself. I choose me first. And that is one of the most empowering ways to live, to put yourself first, choose you first. And in that place, you can really step into the version of yourself that already exists that you want to be. So it does depend where you are on your own personal journey right now as to what you'll get out of these episodes. But ultimately, it's for anyone who's interested in growing, learning more about themselves, learning more about the world around them, and learning more about how you, like how we as individuals are able to make changes in our lives that can, you know, improve our experience and the experience of others around us. So for anyone who's just looking to, you know, looking to grow, looking for new ideas, looking, anyone struggling as well, like anyone who's struggling with a specific thing, whether it's, you know, feeling stuck in your own life, whether you're feeling like judged by others and held back by what other people think of you, whether you feel like, you know, the state of the world is holding you back from what you really want to achieve. It doesn't really matter. This whole podcast series I'm going to be doing is going to benefit anyone who believes that they can make changes in their lives and that believes that we're always learning, always growing, and there's always more to know, always more to learn. And even for me, I'm learning every single day. And I think it would be really cool to be able to involve as many people as possible through this podcast series in not only sharing what I have learned that has directly impacted my life in such a fucking positive way, like the changes that I have had in my life, the things that have shifted for me in the past few years are incredible, and they have changed they've changed my life. So yeah, I'm just like, why would I not share that with other people? So that's what I want to do. Anyway, so let me get into some specifics, I guess. So yeah, what I really want to talk about is, well, actually, for starters, I am actually a certified women's life and relationship coach, and that's what I've started doing at the start of this year. So I've started working with clients, and I'm basically helping other women navigate certain blocks they're experiencing in their lives, and specifically to do with relationships and relationship patterns that you're seeing in your life where you may be attracting the same type of person into your life in regards to like intimate relationships. But this is also, the work I do is also really, really powerful for other types of relationships like friendships, family, work, colleagues, all of those things. So I really focus on helping other people bring out the version of themselves that is not curated or kind of decided by what other people think, but like a person. I'm trying to help women bring out their authentic selves and to not feel scared to be able to embody their truth. And ultimately, when you show up as your most authentic self, you will attract what you desire into your life, what your authentic self desires. And a lot of us are walking around with a lot of blocks and a lot of walls up because we don't want to get hurt anymore. We feel vulnerable. We feel exposed when we're like, you know, being authentic, I guess you could say. And what that does is when we're not living a life that's aligned with what we really want and we're changing who we are for, you know, to like help other people or even to like fit in, or it just seems logical. We're ultimately like kind of like blocking out the parts of who we are that are going to bring what we actually want and desire into our life. So I'm just all about personal development. I really focus on the mind and mindset and perception and how we can shift our perspectives and our perception of our past, our present, and our future. And we can really rewrite the scripts that we write about our lives all day, every day. And we can choose what we see and we can choose what we think about things, and not in like a way of like avoidance or in a way of like just like imagining stuff that's not real. It's just really about focusing on how we can, you know, release the shame and the guilt we feel about being an imperfect human. We all go through those periods where we feel like we've done something wrong, we've fucked up, we're not enough, we are just this way, this is just the way we are, there's nothing we can do about it. I really help women, and with this podcast, it's for men and women. The whole point is to help as many people who are interested in learning more about themselves to release those blocks that are holding them back from showing up as their authentic selves and leading with love and compassion and understanding. Because that, like, love, compassion, understanding is like the highest vibrational frequency. And I talk in terms of energy a lot as well. And I will explain that, because if you'd met me a couple of years ago, half of the things that I talk about now, I would have gone, what the fuck are you talking about, if you talked to me 2 years ago? So I want this to be available to anyone who, you know, if you don't really know that much about you know, shadow work, masculine and feminine energy, your own aura and the energy that you put out into the world. Do not worry. I will be explaining that in my series and in my episodes. I want to make it as simple as possible so it can help as many people as possible, and you can translate it into a kind of way that serves you. So yeah, that is it. I don't know if I've just rambled on. I am really good at it, but basically I want to help people improve their relationships with themselves. That's really the core of everything. The core of your own life starts with your relationship with yourself. But I am a huge believer that the quality of your life is determined by the quality of your relationships and the quality of the people that you surround yourself with. So I really focus on doing that inner work, so we can not only like expand our relationship with ourselves and, as I said, live a life in a more empowered way where we feel in control of what's happening instead of feeling like everything's happening to us, not for us. So we can then focus on improving relationships around us, attracting relationships that we deserve, releasing relationships that may not serve us anymore. And this goes hand in hand with effective communication. I love, like, communication is just like my bread and butter. How you talk about things, how you bring things up to other people. We're ultimately all our own being with our own reality and our own way of seeing the world, and how you are able to effectively translate your reality and how you see things to another person is exactly the kind of key that will help you unlock the relationships that you desire. You know, if you don't know how to communicate effectively with people that you desire to spend your time with and desire to be around because you know they're amazing people just like you are, but you aren't able to effectively communicate with those individuals, that plays a huge toll on, you know, the friction you'll experience in your relationships with other people, the troubles that you'll go through, the blocks that will come up. And yeah, ultimately, you know, if we can ride those waves in a way that feels more like in flow and there's less resistance for us, then we're going to be able to channel our energy towards our creativity and towards things that are going to serve us instead of things that leave us feeling stuck. So that was a little intro. Yeah, as I said, hope that made sense. I haven't scripted anything. I don't think I'm going to. I have all these ideas about what I want to talk about, and ultimately I love talking with other people. So I'm probably going to get some guests on these episodes as well, because it's definitely a new thing for me to just talk to myself and talk to a screen. And I find that I'm a lot more in flow and I channel exactly what I want to say in a way that it makes sense to others when I'm talking with another person too. So bear with me. But yes, I will be having guests on this podcast as well, and I will be talking about things and subjects that I will introduce at the start of each episode, where basically I'll talk about, this is what you're going to get out of this episode. If you have trouble with this, if you struggle with this, if this is something that you're experiencing right now that's having a negative impact on your life, listen to this episode because this is what you will get out of it. That's what I'm going to start each episode with. As I said, I will be uploading this to my platforms as well. There will be introductions on what each episode is about. And if you guys have any questions that I didn't answer in this little live here, let me know. As I said, they're going to be trying to make them short and sweet about certain subjects because I could just ramble on for days. And I think I'm going to be doing these podcast episodes the same day each week. I think the votes ended up being people wanted me to help them get through the earlier part of the week. Obviously, right now it's Thursday here in Canada, Friday in Australia. So going forward into the next week, I will be doing these episodes the same day, the same time every week, so you know when you can show up and listen to me in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. And you can listen to me blabber on and hopefully get something out of it. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And I'm so, so excited to bring this series to you. And, you know, this is just a great opportunity for you to see me and my energy and get to know me more. And if you are interested in working with me in a professional container and go to my website, because I'm currently working on a program that I do not have a name for yet. I can't force it. It'll come to me when it comes to me. But yeah, as I said, go to my website, check out all of the ways you can work with me if you're interested in working with me. And otherwise, look forward to these episodes. And yeah, I'm so excited. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.